Welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Oh, God. My old title?
No, it's Werner Klimper.
This is Werner Klimper. Oh, God.
I'm that dude from the Sci-Fi Channel. It's channeling people, and I've channeled Werner Klimper through Miles.
Oh, God. He's not dead, is he?
Yeah, he died.
He did?
You should know that, Polish Nostradamus.
Oh, I didn't know he was dead.
Yeah, he died last year.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's why I'm channeling him through you.
I know. I didn't know he was dead.
If I'm not channeling him through you, he's still alive. I think I'd turn around and see who's got a hold of you.
Hopefully not Bob Crane.
It's John Banner.
Yeah.
I see nothing.
And don't tell me he's dead now.
Yeah, he's dead too. He died a long time ago. Everybody's dead, but like Richard Dawson, I think, and the black dude.
Yeah.
He's not dead.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to remember his name now. Ivan Dixon.
Tyrone Black Hugh.
No, it was Ivan Dixon.
Sure?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he's like, you know, like super rich or something. Everybody else is dead. Even General Burkhalter.
Oh, General Burkhalter.
Dead.
Thank. Idiot.
Wow.
Thank you.
You could play like the whole Nazi bumbling regime that was on that show.
Oh, God.
Do your Helga the Secretary imitation now. Too much.
You know that's about.
That was about what?
You know that's all about.
About Bob Crane doing that secretary check?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's called Hogan's Here Blows. Or it would be Hair Blows. Gobble Wobblers.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's going on?
I don't know. I think
wait a minute. Aren't you supposed to send me something in the email?
About what?
I don't know. You're going to write something out or something?
You know, I'm not going to do that now.
About the cheese reels thing?
I'm not going to waste my time.
Is that what you tell people at work whenever you don't get things done?
Yeah,
you know... I was going to do those reports, boss, but, you know, I'm not going to waste my time. I mean, really. What?
Right.
Can't I be looking at more porn on the internet during the day?
I'm not going to go into it. I'm just not doing it.
Yeah, okay. Lazy.
I'm not.
You are lazy.
I'm not, because I've had more things to worry about than that.
Well, like what?
I think my wife is up to something.
About 6 foot, I think.
Yeah. No, here's the deal. Now, we went out to eat last week.
Where'd you go?
We went to a Chinese restaurant here in the southeast corner of Iowa.
Mr. Wong's?
Mr. Wong's, the best Wong you've ever had.
Mr. Wong.
And it is a good restaurant. I give him credit.
Did you get free fortune cookies?
Yeah.
Really, what was your fortune? Do you remember?
I think it was something about I peed in your rice.
Yeah.
Which was weird. Those aren't supposed to be handwritten, are they?
No, they're not.
I don't know. But
that's the.
But my wife, it's a buffet, right?
I was thinking it probably said something like, you know, there's more to life than what's in your pants.
I don't know. I don't think it said that, but.
And then the second line was, your life's going to be very short.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, so anyway, it's a buffet.
It's a buffet.
You take the kids, or you guys go by yourself?
No, we all went.
Oh my God.
And,
unleash the fury of the title buffet consumer.
My wife, you know, is eating, right?
Yeah.
Now, she's gotten some lo mein.
Okay.
Now, lo mein, you might be, being the uneducated person that you are, you might refer to it as Chinese spaghetti.
Right, it's noodles.
Which is not necessarily true. It's just called lo mein.
Right.
It's really good, you know.
Sure. Whatever you say.
And it is one of my favorite Chinese dishes.
Okay.
Of course, my favorite Chinese dish is Lucy Liu. But, anyway.
Okay.
So my wife goes to eat this lo mein. Now, here's what she says to me. She goes, ooh, this tastes like it's been sitting out for a while. It's all gummy and gooey. It tastes funny to me, but you can eat it.
Yeah, I don't know why your wife would do that with your sensitive digestive tract and all.
You know, because I've had a lot of, like, stomach problems over the last year, you know.
Last year? My God, your whole life.
Well, no, I mean my stomach. I'm not talking about my bowels.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you came out of your mom's uterus shitting on your, you know, wanting to get sitting on the pot so you could take a shit.
No. No, actually. No, I mean, I'm talking about, like, upset stomach, sour stomach, throwing up. And, now, why, does your wife do this to you? I mean, she says, oh, this tastes funny. I won't eat it, but you can eat it.
As a matter of fact, last night, I said, does this hamburger still look good to you? And she's like, well, you could probably eat it. She did not have any, by the way.
I mean, what is up with that? Well, come on. Are the women up to something or what?
Well, sure they are.
Well, I won't eat it. I think that's poison, but if you want to eat it.
It's all, you know, the life expectancy thing. Rarely men live longer than women.
Yeah.
It's all the plotting and scheming that happens in the background that makes us live shorter lives.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We can handle the stress. We can take all the chemical abuse to our bodies and physical abuse.
Right.
It's the, you know, continuous undermining of our nutritional habits and, you know, making us go on long car trips and things that really wear down on you.
I don't know. It's weird, you know? It's like, I'll see, like, one time, like, they were getting out cheese here at the house, like my wife and a friend of hers.
Yeah.
And it had mold on it. And they're like, well, we'll still eat it. We'll just cut off the mold.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, don't eat that. And they're like, yeah, you can.
Well, that's what cheese is, right? It's mold.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
It's like cultures or something. If you cut the moldy cheese off, it's not going to hurt it.
Really?
Yeah. It grows on the outside toward the inside, you know.
Are you sure?
Some really, like, expensive cheeses are, like, coated in mold.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't know this.
What do you think cheese is made of? I mean, not like milk. American cheese, but... Huh?
Milk.
Okay, and other stuff, right?
Yeah.
And it's usually aged or cured somehow, right?
Wait, first you're telling me that that German guy is dead. Now you're telling me cheese is
made
out of mold.
Well, you know, I was flying into San Diego last week without a plane. What? You mean we can't fly? What are you, an idiot? It's like some kind of fifth grade science thing where they had the old moldy cheese thing.
We didn't have it in science class.
Yeah. You must have been sitting on the pot whenever that occurred, I guess.
I do have a lot of bathroom issues.
Yeah. Now, everybody, don't tell Miles about the cheese thing.
Yeah.
Keep it hush hush. No, yeah, if you cut the mold up, it's fine, you know.
You really?
Yeah.
You're sure?
I'm positive.
Why don't you, I think I would just throw it away.
What?
Wouldn't you just throw it away?
Well, not if it's like, you know, if it's totally moldy, but not if it's just like a little piece of it's moldy. I kinda,
really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Now, you know, other stuff I wouldn't do that.
That's so disgusting.
Like bread, once you get the mold on the bread, you know. Well, I suppose if it's on the end of the loaf, you could throw away half the loaf or something. But
I don't know.
But no, I wouldn't. You know, it's culture stuff. Like cottage cheese and yogurt and all that stuff's all bacterial culture stuff.
Oh, I know that, yeah.
Oh, I know that. I know that, but I don't know the cheese I've got. We got the mold on the cheese.
I don't know. I must have missed that day.
Do you have any toes left on your foot? I mean, Christ. There is probably nothing more skanky than your toes. Did you cut those off because they got a little moldy? You mean that kind of cheese. Cold cheese. Now, I understand.
Vermont cheese.
I understand. I call mine Roquefort, and I try to sell it to people. It's Roquefort. So, jeez. Yeah, well, you know, Since you're so educated, I'm sure you know all about that stuff.
I must have missed that day.
Yeah.
I just thought it was made out of milk or something.
Man. Well, it is made out of milk, but
well,
you know,
you
it's
go.
Not. It's not fresh milk. They just don't pour you a glass of cheese.
I thought it was just milk, and they whipped it around a little bit, and it turned into cheese or something.
They whipped it around. Well, let me ask you this. Whenever
yeah.
you fix your kids' chocolate milk, you whip that around for a little bit. Are they drinking cheese?
I don't whip it that much.
Here you go, kids. There's a chocolate cheese, chunky style.
I don't know. I don't really whip it around that much.
Freshly made for you.
You know?
Now, I don't, you know, it's not, but now, like, Kraft and mass-produced cheeses and stuff like that probably
yeah.
don't have, like, a, it's a different process. But, yes, you know, there can be mold involved in cheese.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're like a Mr. Wizard or something.
In the process.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just ask Bob. We should just change the show to Ask Bob.
Okay, well, yeah, just ask Bob, yeah. Well, I think your penis will just fall off if it gets mold on the end. If not, cut it off. That's what I say. You know, just because you got the free gas thing last week.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, I know everything about everything. It's like, you know, they opened the manhole into your brain or something. Free,
yeah.
I know how to, did you have it? Bob didn't know how to get free gas. I know everything. You know where rocks come from? I could tell you. The gas station lady told me.
She's like the Dalai Lama, man. I just can't get enough.
The smallest pebble started out as the largest mountain. Can I just get that Twix bar and that fill up I just did? I don't... The Slim Jim. I don't know. Trying to think of something to go with Slim Jim. Started out as the finger of a giant. I don't know, something like that. Anyway, Jesus. That's just... Hey, I wanted to tell you something.
Okay.
I wanted to save you lots of money.
What?
My daughter has skipped all the way through preschool.
Yeah.
Kindergarten, grade school, high school.
Yes.
College.
Yes.
And I'm working on getting her a license for chiropractic.
Your daughter.
My daughter. She's only two
Your
years
daughter
old.
Is not that old.
She's only 2 years old, but I think she's ready. For
yeah.
her chiropractic license, and I think, you know, since you're a loyal follower...
You don't believe in chiropractic, though.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of people out there who do.
Yeah.
And I could probably make a good penny off this kid before she turns 18. And,
Explain, please.
Well, I was playing with my daughter, and she likes to pretend that she's an adult and you're the child.
Okay.
And so she tells me it's time for me to go to sleep.
All right.
Like I do whenever it's time for her to go to sleep. And so I'm in the living room, and so she has me laid down on this, she got this little tiny chair, little children chair.
Right.
And like it's really low to the ground. So she had me put my head on it like a pillow. And so she's checking on me, and she kisses me on the forehead. She tells me to go to sleep, and tells me to wake up, tells me to go to sleep, tells me to wake up. Like about, I don't know, half a dozen times, right?
Right.
So I'm faking it. I do this over and over again. Well, the last time that she comes over, she decides to essentially jump on my head. Kind of, she decides really to use the chair to
yeah.
sit in, but she kind of launches herself in the air and lands on my head. Of course, I was pretending to be asleep and had my eyes closed.
Yeah.
And so I get, like, you know, a full press huggy right in the nose, you know? Well, as a part of this, she pushes my head over to one side at a very rapid pace.
Yeah.
And all my vertebrae click till from the top of my spine all the way down between my shoulders. I mean, it sounded like, you know, 150 people popping their knuckles or something. I was
No.
It was just resonate.
No.
And I laid there for a minute thinking I was paralyzed.
Yeah.
Because of the, number one, the shock.
Yeah.
I mean, she was being so sweet and nice, and then all of a sudden to do this. And then, and partially because of that horrible, horrible noise that just traveled down my spine.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, Christ. It's
no.
You know, I'll be given to the Chris Reeve Fund here soon because I'm in the club, you know?
Yeah.
Well, luckily, I wasn't paralyzed.
A horror story.
Oh, but, man, you know what? Yeah. I couldn't decide for the rest of the day if my neck felt worse or better. But ultimately, in the morning, when I didn't wake up all stiff and everything, I decided it was better. So,
really?
So I'm thinking of her being the youngest chiropractor, and she'll do this whole routine. I'll get her to jump on people's body parts and pop their bones. What do you think?
Has she been watching the best of backyard wrestling?
Yeah. Oddly enough, she had just taken her shirt off prior to that, so maybe so. So, but no, I don't know what the deal was. It was... She was just being all nice and give me a little kiss on the forehead. Night, night, Danny. Night, night. The next thing you know, it's like, ah!
Little beat of the head.
Yeah. But, I mean, she whipped my head so fast. I'm telling you, man. I was like, oh! My wife's like, is everybody okay? I don't know yet. I'm trying to move my toes.
I can't feel my nuts.
Oh, so yeah, that's, so I think, you know, I think she'd get her degree right now. I mean, what the hell else do those people do?
So you did not punish her?
No, I didn't punish her. She doesn't know what's going on. She's two years old. What am I going to do? I told her don't jump on my head like that again. I don't know if it'll take, but.
She's coming at you with a folding chair now.
Yeah, right.
Quing.
Yeah, she'll be jumping off the roof onto me while I'm trying to mow the grass. No, honey. Yeah, maybe she might be watching that. She probably picks us up at preschool or something. I don't know.
Your kid's kicking your ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
Cool.
What can I do? You know.
Yeah.
What you're not supposed to, you know, when you grow up, you're not supposed to hit girls. What about 2-year-old girls that crack your neck? I don't know. Nobody ever. I didn't get that whole lesson. Like you missed the cheese thing. You know.
Yeah.
All I know is just don't hit girls, and, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was age cutoffs, or, you know.
Right.
Or if they got hair on their lip, it's okay. I don't know. I didn't get all the particulars. That's all I heard.
Yeah.
So maybe we both need to kind of go back through things.
Maybe.
So do you know you're supposed to hit a girl, or what?
You probably should not, no.
Oh, okay.
You should not.
Well, you don't eat moldy cheese, and I won't hit girls.
All right.